Hello, everyone. My name is Carl Meacham, and I'm the director of the CSIS Americas program. I'm happy to be here with Doug Farah, one of the co-authors of a recent report that we've written entitled Colombia, Peace and Stability in the Post-Conflict Era. He is one of the three co-authors. I'm one of the authors, and Bob Lamb, the director and senior fellow of the program on crisis, conflict, and cooperation, is the other author. Doug is the president of IBI Consultants, and I'm lucky to say that he is a senior associate here of the Americas program. Doug has years of experience in Colombia, having spent time there reporting for the Washington Post in the 1990s. So, Doug, it's great to have you here.
Thank you.
A little background on the report before we get started. This report is the culmination of an 18-month project that has been, that is focused on the security gains in Colombia. And at the same time, with these strides, we looked at what areas needed increased attention by the Colombian government to consolidate rural security gains and develop these areas to avoid the risk of recent gains being reversed or backsliding. In June of last year, Doug and I traveled to Bogota for an experts workshop with representatives from the government, private sector, civil society, and academia. During our discussions there, it became apparent that while the challenges Colombia faces in this area are quite complex, they can often be grouped into three areas. The first area that being the need to build a more inclusive society. The second one, the need to improve judicial systems in rural areas and increase access. And the third, what can be done to generate economic opportunities. In addition, Doug was able to conduct two site visits to the departments of Tolima and Casanare, where he was able to meet with local officials and get an on-the-ground look at the progress Colombia has made, as well as its remaining challenges. Doug's key takeaways from those site visits are included as sidebars in the report, and they're the focus of today's webcast. Of course, the report itself is great, and we're proud of the entirety of the report, but these two sidebars are particularly special and interesting, and really highlight some things that we wanted to share. So, Doug, and what are the main takeaways from your time in both departments?
Well, Carl, thank you for the introduction. I think that my main takeaways were how starkly different the two were. Tolima is part of the consolidation project that the government's running, where there's a lot of resources being put in, a very concerted effort to reestablish state presence in an area where the FARC has been very active for the past more than 40 years. And Casanare is an area where it has been highly conflictive, but the resources have not yet reached it to be part of the consolidation program. So you see the sort of the paradox of Colombia, where they're doing some things very well in very focused areas, but they don't yet have the resources to expand that out. And so in Tolima, you see a lot of good things happening, an effort among different government agencies to coordinate with the security forces. They've really pushed the FARC back into much more remote areas. They're working hard to regain the trust of a civilian population that has not viewed the state in a favorable light for decades. And in Casanare, you see groups struggling on their own to try to become part of a viable civil society with very little support and a long history of both paramilitary violence and FARC violence, coupled with a political culture that is so deeply corrupt that of the last seven governors of the Department of Casanare, not one has come close to finishing their term. They've all been thrown out for corruption. So it's a very complex situation where the state is not moving quickly to resolve, whereas Tolima, you see the enormous strides that can be taken when the state does have those resources to put in.
So you got a sense that the situation was improving, or did you feel that the actual situation or progress has been stalled?
Definitely in Tolima, I'd say the situation is improving. I think one of the really great paradoxes of Colombia when you watch it over time is that they've done an enormous amount. And Tolima is one of the areas where they've done perhaps the most. And yet there is such an enormous amount to be done still. One of the primary challenges facing the Tolima area is that they haven't kept land records since 1957 in parts of those areas. So people have been buying and selling plots of land that they don't really own. and to try to establish legitimate ownership of any plot of land and measure it out and make it conform to something that the civil society can live with, for example, is enormously difficult. Mm-hmm. How do you also go at judicially using the police forces to go after FARC informers and their intelligence network without causing damage to the civilian population? How do you rebuild trust in a civilian population that has essentially been the enemy's base for 40 years and show them that the state is in fact able to do things? And they're doing many things. They're bringing the judicial system, they're building roads, they're working very hard with the communities themselves. So there you see a marked progress. In Castanari, I'd say it's probably a little bit stagnated. It's not taking great strides forward. It's certainly not going backwards. But I think that the progress there is much more slow because it's simply not resourced the way the way Tolima and the consolidation areas are.
So there's a contrast between what's happened in Tolima and Casanare. And I mean, what would you attribute those differences to being? Is it the role of Colombia's government? Is it that they're in there, that there should be more participation by the government or less? What have been the factors that account for the differences between the two places?
Well, Casanare has been largely abandoned for many years and remains not a particularly well-integrated section of the country into the national economy or into the national political structure. One of the things that I was doing there was looking at a group of outsiders, of civilians, trying to train people from remote hamlets and villages into what an elected mayor would do. What does city councilors do? How does that city council relate to the state government? How does the state government relate to the national government? Things that they're absolutely ignorant of because they've never been in that process before. And there, you don't see very many outside resources flowing in. You see oil companies there choking the roads with vehicles, but providing very little overall employment because once the wells are drilled, it goes down to being people flipping switches and not much employment, etc. Whereas Tolima, you see a concerted, coordinated effort by the government to do multiple things simultaneously. And really push the region back into the 21st century. I mean, until a couple of years ago, the mayors of the towns didn't live in the towns because the FARC would kill them. They had no banks. Now they have four. They had no access to highways to move out. Some of the best coffee in Colombia is grown there, and they couldn't move it out. They're now being able to restart that process. So I think you see definite progress there, whereas Casanare is more like most of the country outside, still not because of ill will by the government. I think it's a resource issue. When they have the resources, they could, but they can't do everything at once.
Okay. So broadly speaking, these two situations, can you use them or do the observations that you were able to gain being there, how does this bode for progress in general in Colombia? Can you use these two, especially in the rural areas, can you use these two cases and sort of make broader sort of assessments for all of the progress that's going on in Colombia right now? Or is it exceptions?
No, I think that you see, I mean, most of the country is like the Casanare without the intense government presence. That being said, there is much less violence there than there has been. There's no question that the overall security situation in the country, I think you can say on a macro level, is enormously better than it was 3 or 4 years ago. But what it does show and what Tolima shows as well is that what Colombia has embarked on is an experiment that no one has undertaken successfully in rebuilding and reestablishing an effective, positive state presence in areas that have been abandoned for decades, if not centuries. And the challenge of doing that is to reestablish a functioning police force that can keep the law, a judicial process that will then be able to prosecute and deal with people who are outside the law in a fair way, bring in education, bring in healthcare, bring in all of these things that have been absent, and you almost have to do everything simultaneously so that people believe in the process, see the process going forward, see roads being built, markets developing, etc. And that is incredibly complex and very, very expensive. And so I think that what I took away from these two places is that, in general, Colombia has gone an enormous distance. And even in the best circumstances like Tolima, they have an enormous distance left to go. Fortunately, I think the saving grace for Colombia is that it is Colombia, and they're an enormously resourceful and imaginative people, and they've done really incredible things. And in other countries, in Mexico particularly, people kept asking me, what is the model for what we're seeing and how to deal with this? And I keep saying, and in Colombia, and I say, you are the model. Colombia is the model, and we will learn a great deal from how they handle this experience.
Excellent. Once again, folks, the name of the report is Colombia, Peace and Stability in the Post-Conflict Era. For those listening, the full report can be accessed at the Americas Program homepage, csis.org/Americas. And Doug, I'd like to thank you for joining us today to discuss the report's findings.
Thank you, Carl.